Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Thank God the economy's back and it's all rosy again. This services index, 53, come on, party time, let's go.
Well, I tend to agree to a point because there are signs of life in these numbers. This is the BNZ, Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index, and includes the publication of the Composite Index. And I think it's insightful, Mike, because I suspect this week is going to tend to sort of colour our observations of how the economy is going, because we've got that fourth quarter GDP number later this week, and there's a pretty good chance that it will be underwhelming, shall we use that adjective. But it is a historical observation. It gives us a picture of what was happening at the end of last year. Certainly it gives us a starting point. It gives us a feeling for momentum, but it is rear vision mirror stuff. So Performance of Services Index, I tend to look at this together with the Manufacturing Index, which was released on Friday. And I think, Mike, if you take these numbers together, they give us a tantalizing insinuation, maybe an innuendo of growth looking a little better later this year, but by no means a certainty, but it's there, you know, it's lurking in the future. So the Manufacturing Index on Friday, despite the sobering fact there have been 12 consecutive months of contraction in the outcome, that's improving. I wouldn't call it robust, but it's improving nonetheless. Performance of services is at 53. The services sector is expanding. Now, that's the highest level of activity in this measure in a year, still below the long-term average, just. If I look at the subsectors, activity, sales and new orders, they're looking quite sprightly, you know, 53.1 and 56 respectively. In keeping with the sort of more general downbeat mood, though, employment in the services sector, that's still at 49.1, still in negative territory. The retail trade sector, that's the weak standout in services. Retail sales, we know, are behaving, you know, like they did just after the GFC, so it's a weak sector. What is interesting, Mike, though, the health and community sector, that's the strongest in the services area. In other words, getting sicker and getting older is helping the services sector out. You put the PMI and the PSI together, you get the Composite Index, gives you a forward-looking read on growth, and here's the spark, here's the cause for hope. It is looking like we will see the suggestion of growth later this year.
Good.
Just as an observation, that what we're seeing in New Zealand, those services outshining manufacturing, that's a global phenomenon. It's not just in New Zealand, that's happening everywhere.
Okay, but then you get the NZIER, who've trimmed up the growth forecasts.
Yes, this isn't great. Quarter four GDP this year, we'll talk about that close to the event. So growth is front of mind at the moment, you know, how 2023 rounded out. The real conundrum, the real challenge, though, is working out what growth will look like over the next couple of years. And we've been given a bit of a reminder of that, haven't we, Mike, about the finance minister talked about the importance of that. She warned us that Treasury forecasts are creating a potentially challenging environment for the government. Not happy reading, I think was the word she used. Treasury now more pessimistic than they were in December. And that is also borne out in these consensus forecasts released by NZIER. So they've gone and asked economists around the country, what are your expectations of GDP for March 24, March 25? March 24 consensus forecasts 0.5% for GDP growth. That's come down from December when it was 1.2. March 25 is down at 0.8. So that's the 12 months to March 25. That was also at 1.2. The issue, of course, here, if we do get that low growth, if we don't get that growth that's being suggested in those numbers I talked about earlier on, you get lower tax revenue, government has less income. Now, the weak outlook for growth, that's been driven by that very low number, the 0.3 decline in GDP that we got in the September quarter last year. The other issue you've got, continued transmission of monetary policy measures, haven't felt the full effect of those yet. So forecasts of household spending are lower, residential construction will be lower. You see this, and you can see in the forecast as well, Mike, the expected government deficit doesn't improve as quickly as may have been hoped. So we've got a standoff here. You know, some of the numbers are saying we might get some growth later this year, but the economists aren't buying it yet.
I think we can kiss the 26-27 surplus goodbye. What are the numbers?
So the Dow Jones is up 151 points overnight, which is good. That's 0.39%, 38,865. S&P 500 is up 0.75%, 5156, also good. And the Nasdaq at the moment is up 1%, up 157 points, 16,000. 130. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost small, 7722, but the Nikkei had a storming day yesterday, up 2.67%. Bank of Japan, the big news over there this week. We'll talk about that later. They're up over 1,000 points, 39740. Shanghai Composite also up 1%, 3084. The ASX 200 gained 6 points yesterday, closing at 7675. The NZX 50, we lost a third of a percent, closing at 11,728. Now, Kiwi dollar, 0.6081. It's sort of weaker across the board at the moment. 0.9275 against the Aussie, 0.5592 euro, 0.4778 pounds, 90.66 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,159. Now, Brent crude, $86.62. It's up. Kiwi dollar down lower, that's not a good combo.
No, it is not. But you and I are, so let's do it again tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.